And now the Lament for King George III by John Mackay, Angus Mackay's father. In the setting published in Angus Mackay's Ancient Pibroch of And then the shoal singling. Then into the doubling. Then we step up into the Tour de Force culture singly. Then we notice a different timing of the Eilach there at the end of the end of the section. Just one of the interesting ways that the old players used to vary the beaten track, but this was obviously entirely possible in the old days. First variation, Tvua Kron Lua Foskultru, line one, repeated. Yananando, Wananando, Hanando, Havaravi, Yananandi, Yananandi, Yananando, Ro, Ro, Yananando, Hanando, Hanando, Havaravi, Yananandi, Yananando, Hilt, Yananan. Yananantil, Yananandi, 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 Havarahi, Yananando, Hananando, Ro, Ro, Yananantil, Yananandi, 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 Yananantahil, Yananando, Hilt, Yananan. Yananantil, Yananandi, Yananandi, Yananandahi, Yananandai, Yananando, Hananando, Ro, Ro, Yananando, Hananando, Hananando, Hanandi, Hananandai, Yananando, Hil, Yananan. Then, into the doubling. A pace is raised just a little, of course. Yananando, Hananando, Hananando, Hanandi, Yananandi, Yananandai, Hananando, 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 Hanandi, Yananandi, Hanando, Hanranan. Second line, Yananantil, 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 Yalavi, Yananandail, Yananando, Hananando, Hananando, Yananantil, Yananandi, Yananandai, Yananandi, Yananandail, Yananando, Yandranan, Yananantail, Yananandi, Yananandai, Yananandai, Hananandai, Hananano, 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 Hanarantail, Yananandi, Yanarantai, Yaharahi, Yaharahi, Yarando, Yandranan. Then we get to the Tourla, don't you, singling. Because usually John Mackay finds space both for a Tourla Foskultru and a Tourla Dúntu wherever he can. It's his method is a typical style is very expansive. Somewhat along these lines, at any rate, off the end of the Tourla Foskultru, Yananando, Waharando, Yandranan, Ho, Brumpo, Brumpo, Brandi, Brumpai, Tarandai, Tarando, Brumpailio, Ro, Ho, Brumpo, Brumpo, Brumpai, Brumpai, Brumpo, Brumpai, Hananan. Harnto, Brumpo, Brumpo, Brandi, Brandai, Brandi, Brando, Brandailio. Now, the inclusion of a cadence note there on the C crotchet is. You consider how the Foskultru variation which precedes this is timed, that might be seen as superfluous. E brumpi brumpo brumbai yo ho brumbo brumbo brandi brumpi brumpi brumbai hananan. E brumpi brumbai brumbi brumbai brumbo harumbo brumbai yo ro. Ahi brumbi 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 charandai charandan. Hil charumbi charumbai charumbi charumbai charando harumbo harumbai yo. Ro ho, brum ho, brum ho, hrum hi, brum vai, brum do, yanan hail, yanan nan nan. You step up into the doubly. Ho, brum ho, brum ho, brum hi, brum hai, brum hai, brum ho, brum ho, brum ho, brum ho, brum ho, brum hi, brum hi, brum ho, yanan ho, brum. And so on, plain sailing through that variation. Mackay, as is his normal fashion, repeats the ground after the end of the tour, the doubling. O brum ho, brum ho, brum hee, brum hee, brum ho, brum ho, brum ho, brum, and then in comes your ground there at that point. And then we lead off the end of that into the Krula singling. O Badri, O Badri, O Badri, Ae, Badri, Ae, Badri, Ae, Badri, O Badri, O. Same structure applies here. Why is that cadence on the C? Could simply be dropped, perhaps. He brought to make it square with the earlier variation. He Badri, Ae, Badri, O Badri, O. And reflect the way that interval is used in the ground. Well, never mind, that's what Mackay says, and it's his father's tune, so you should know. O Badri, O Badri, O Badri, Ae, Badri, Ae, Badri, O Badri, Ae, Yan, Yan, and so on. The rest of the tune is technically straightforward. We note that Mackay repeats the ground again at the end of the Krula doubling. Very typical of John Mackay's style, this tune. If you look at his compositions, there's a distinct family similarity amongst them. This is the mind that brought us both MacLeod of Kilbeck's, or Kilbeck's lament, and also the Too Little Played Highland Society of London salute, which, as I recollect, John wrote in the year that Angus Mackay won the gold medal, as a kind of compliment, I have often supposed, to the society. Still, this is his lament for King George III of 1820.